Hi, I'm Sean Walsh.
And I'm Hillary Walsh. Welcome to Let's Get Rich. This is a podcast for entrepreneurs who are growing law firms so that they can live rich lives and leave rich legacies.
In each episode, we'll provide action steps to help you get unstuck, beat distraction, and find freedom.
Let's get rich.
Let's get rich.
Welcome back, Boopy.
Hey, good morning. That caught me off guard.
How's it going?
Excellent.
How was your experience with the Go Live Challenge? Today's our last day.
I know. And I've kept
it up. 2 weeks.
2 weeks is a really long time to go live.
I regretted the 2 weeks. We should have done maybe 10 days.
Most of the time, I would say like 10 of the days, it was amazing. And I had a great time. There was like 3 days where I just had to do it. And, you know, Halloween was one of those nights where I'm out with the kids and I was like, oh, I haven't done it yet. So I literally jumped on live while sitting there handing out candy and just talked for like 2 minutes. But no, I did it. And there's actually been a lot of good, a lot of fun stuff. I don't have the stats. I regret not looking at how many followers I had on my social media before I started going live. But I believe I picked up 3,000 new followers in the last 2 weeks.
Wow. It's nice to be you. I'm just saying. good for you. I did not enjoy the Go Live Challenge. Particularly, I felt like it was just one too many things on my plate. But it helped me find a few actually like concerning problems in the firm because I was going through the mail on one of my Facebook Lives, and it was like a really popular thing and got really clients really excited. And I later learned that, you know, we have some mail processing opportunities. And so that was actually a really good thing that had I not been getting into our mail, you know, and going all the way to the physical pieces of mail, which we usually shred and I never see until they're scanned in, I wouldn't have found those things. So it was a tough one for me. And I really fizzled out as soon as I broke the streak. I never got back on the wagon. So I'm going to get back on the wagon one last day, and that's going to be that. But I'm glad I did it. It was so much fun having all these people in this Facebook or in this WhatsApp group. Lots of people joined. Some people, there was just crickets from them. Other people were like, where are you all at? So I really enjoyed the community aspect of it. And that was really fun for me.
And for me, the accountability, because I knew other people were posting and I had to get in there. And it's likely that nobody even noticed or cared, and it doesn't matter.
I noticed.
The accountability of it is great for me. I do really well with, nope, I said I was going to do this. I made this commitment, and I'm going to do it. And that's just part of my personality. I've always been that way. So I knew I was going to do this.
Explains why we've been married so long. Too true.
I'm not going to touch that one.
Anyway, so let's talk about our next, we have another challenge we're going to do.
Yeah. And you mentioned having too much on your plate and time. And yesterday, the topic of my go live was, I began by talking about time management, because so many people asked me the question of, how do you have time for all this? And I think it's important to set priorities just in your life, in your day, and whatever you're doing. And then you always have time for your top priorities. And this next challenge that you're about to lay out, I think, is a really great timing-wise, as well as it will definitely be high on my priority list.
I love it. So today's election day, 2024, and I think we've been saying this every now and then, like every 4 years, for as long as I can remember, that it's a historic election. I think every election is historic, so, and not to minimize this one, but it's an important election. They always are. And I think there's going to be a lot of discourse. And I just predict that. I anticipate that. I think that you feel the same way. The on election day and in the days that follow, that there will be some unhappy people. And we've all been trying to keep a lid on our feelings about the election and our opinions about the election, to try to maybe mend bridges with our neighbors and families and coworkers, or whoever it may be, that we might have different opinions on where we should go with our leader of our country. And then the result is going to be in, and inevitably, like half the people are going to be sad and half the people are going to be happy. And so this is the tone that we are intentionally releasing this podcast in this environment.
And I always talk about, when it comes to election time, I posted about this yesterday, about coming back to our why, and why we're all here, and why we're doing what we're doing, and why do we care. And I truly believe this, that every American out there wants our country to be better next year than it is this year. And if we all just start with that, then vote for who you vote for. But just remember, at the end of the day, we all have the same why. How we get there and what we do to accomplish that is your own personal opinion on that, and that's fine. But the last, as you pointed out, all these last elections have been pretty close. When you look at popular vote, we're talking about like in the, you know, 52-48 range for most of these. That means on any given election, half the country's candidate didn't win. That's okay. So, you know, it's Tuesday. We probably won't have official results for another day or two, but just know that even if your candidate won or didn't, half the country feels that way. And we're gonna be okay.
We're gonna be okay. And so we're going into a season of gratitude. And so we're going to start very intentionally to create something that I find gives so much perspective. Is we're gonna have a gratitude challenge for 7 days, because I didn't want to do another 14-day challenge. Because not to say that I don't want to like actively be grateful every day. It's just I don't have the self-trust right now, having not completed 14 days. I did like 10 days with the Go Live challenge. I want to have build some self-trust again by saying I can do 7 days straight of intentionality around doing a gratitude exercise every single day. And so if you want to join, dear listener, if you want to join me and Sean in this, we'll start another WhatsApp group. And I think it's going to be really fun, and it can create a lot of the good vibes. And so I want to talk about two ways that I intentionally create gratitude within the company, and you know, we'll go from there.
You bet. And what a great time for gratitude. It's Thanksgiving coming up.
The holidays have begun.
The seasons have changed. At least in Phoenix, it finally cooled off.
Yeah, we're both like all bundled up.
No, I'm wearing a sweater. And for the rest of the world, I think the high today is like 74. So it's not cold here, but Phoenix, it's cold enough to finally bust out the sweaters,
yes,
which I appreciate, because there's more style in sweaters than
there is
in t-shirts.
There's more style in sweaters than there's a t-shirt. It's true. I love your sweater. It's new. It's fun.
Yeah, I did. I just got it. Thank you. But gratitude, great time, not only the election season, but also the season of Thanksgiving and giving thanks for everything that
we have. So as a starting point, when we start seeing things that are going wrong, and I'm kind of just coming out of a season a little bit of that, where I felt like everything was broken, everything was wrong. Everywhere I looked, there was another landmine, and feeling immense frustration. That's always a signal that you are out of the gratitude space. You have stopped being grateful. And when you kind of have sour grapes or a crappy attitude, and I have a tendency to get like that, I'm not going to lie, that is always a signal to me that my nervous system is out of whack, and I need to do a breath work or meditation exercise. And a really important thing that goes along with that, that's quicker, faster, easier, is the easy button, is an exercise gratitude. And so much science and data is behind this. You don't have to take it from me, but I loved that this was such a core part of Arthur Miller is like the other like author. Anyway, Arthur Brooks wrote a book called Build the Life You Want. And that book was very life-changing for me. I taught our whole Cancun conference for our whole team on it. I taught a whole retreat for my mastermind ladies on it. And I've talked about it with you as well. And you really enjoyed the book too.
I love the book. It's the best book on happiness that I've ever read.
Yeah. And gratitude is a core part of being happier, because Arthur talks about how you can't actually be happy. It's a fleeting state of mind. It's an emotion, but it's not a place that you can exist. So you can only be happier in the moment that you are right now. Kind of like when you were talking about the United States, we can be better. The goal is not to be the best forever and ever. It's just to be better. And so when we think about being happier, when you have a down in the dumps attitude, or maybe when your firm's morale is low, or if you're not hitting numbers, sometimes your sales team can go through a funk, especially individual sales team members can go through a funk. The easy button to push, and I say this from a sincere, non-manipulative place, is to go to gratitude. Every single time. It's such a game changer. And so a couple of ways that you can do this, I did this, there's a song that Jenny and Vapor shared with us called Grateful. And I will put the link to it in the show notes.
That's a good song.
It's such a good song. So I love to put this on. I did this in our team retreat, our leadership retreat a few weeks ago. And I played this song through, and I just asked everyone to write out who their greatest teacher was in their life, and what that teacher taught them, and why they were grateful for it, and what that teacher saw in them and left with the impression that they left on them, and why of all of their life, that was the greatest teacher in their life. And it was beautiful because you never know how these experiments will go with people, especially we were all on teams. You never know how it's going to land. So those of you who have a remote team, I want to assure you that this canon does work. And I have been accused of being cheesy, and these might be cheesy things, but they're very effective. And we were all crying, like not every person, but those of us who are criers just cried because we went into this place of, I can't believe how thankful I am to this person who poured something into me. And it helps you remember that my job here on earth is to also teach people. And so when everything in my firm is maybe melting down a little bit, or I'm in a freak out state, look, my whole job is to be a teacher. And look what this teacher saw in me and did for me. And I really feel indebted to that person. And so I'm going to go out and pay it forward to my team or whatever it is, but it changes you energetically.
I really enjoy a prompt. So I follow a meditation practice, and probably once every 2 weeks, we do metta, loving kindness meditation. But for me, it's always easy to go to the low hanging fruit. I'm grateful for my family. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for my kids. I'm grateful for you. Mm-hmm. And that is true. And I am grateful for all of those things. But I like a prompt like that because it forces me to go a little deeper to maybe a level that I haven't really unlocked before, talking about a teacher from my childhood. I wouldn't on my own likely just go, today I'm going to be grateful for a teacher from my childhood. So I really appreciate that. So in this 7-day challenge, we'll give some prompts. You don't have to follow them or take them, but each morning when we do our gratitude practice in the morning, we'll put out the prompt for the day or maybe the night prior, because you guys, some of you are East Coast time, and I'm not up that early.
We ain't up that early. And it's funny that you say a teacher from your childhood. That's what came to mind for you. I just said your life's greatest teacher. Mm-hmm. And when we really think about it, life's greatest teacher is often hardship. And there's a guy who we've had do a couple of gratitude exercises for our firm. His name is Chris Shimbra, and he's become a friend. And he's the gratitude guy. And he often talks about how important it is to give gratitude to things that are hard when you're ready to. You shouldn't do it when you're still going through the hardship, I don't think. I think that would be toxic positivity. But, you know, life's greatest teachers, weren't they all the hard things? I was listening. I have this app called Pep Talk. I don't. You
yeah,
probably know
I
what I'm
it.
Talking about. Oh, you do too. Okay.
I do.
And
I use it for the gym. Actually,
you use it for the gym. Yeah, getting that swole.
I'm not gonna say some of the ones I listen to. They're so cheesy, but man, it works.
It works. I'm deadlifting, and I'm listening to Alex Hormozy. We look the same. I love it. But this morning, I was talking about how I don't remember. I was speaking, but he said everything good is on the other side of hard. And so it's like when we're thinking through, yeah, but it's going to be really hard. And every great teacher I've had in my life that has been a thing has been so hard. And so maybe on the other side of that, you can look back and give that gratitude as maybe one of life's greatest teachers. And maybe it's one of your childhood teachers too. Yeah. I hope your greatest teacher in life was not just from your childhood, because you've really peaked. And that's a bummer. Elementary school was as good as the teaching got. But in any event, that's kind of one way that you can invite people. And I really do love, music really moves me. When I used to go to church, that was absolutely my favorite part, was like praise and worship and just really feeling connected to those types of things. And so music continues to be very spiritual for me, and it allows me to shut my mind up a little bit and to go ahead and kind of go into the vibe of whatever the artist has created with that song. Another way that I invite the team to engage in gratitude, and it really spreads in the best way possible, like wildfire. It's like contagious. I don't know if it's too soon to make a COVID joke, but probably. Nah. I don't know. I'll leave that one alone. But is we will be in a team meeting, and I used to do this with the whole firm, and we would just blow up our Slack chat or our Teams chat. So you can do it as an entire company-wide thing, and you're just going to start writing to people in the company why I'm grateful for you. Thank you for, and you have to be specific. You can't say thank you for being such a great person. But I usually play two songs. And you have to be okay. You have to have a threshold for swearing if you use these songs in your company. But one is Special by Lizzo, And I just love it. And I'm okay with the F word from Lizzo in this context. And the other is Only Love by Katy Perry. And I just love both of these songs and the messaging from them. But you tell everybody, I'm going to play these two songs, and you need to tell as many people in the firm who you don't ordinarily say thank you to. So like in the firm for me, I say thank you to Fiona all the time. I tell Fiona, she's been my right arm for 12 years, basically. You know, we've known each other and worked together off and on for 12 years. And I tell her all the time, thank you. So in that type of exercise, I need to go find someone in the chat who I haven't talked to in a while. And I need to say thank you to them publicly. Thank you so much, you know, person A, for everything that you've done in the firm. You have an amazing attitude. Every time people reach out and talk to you, they are talking about you in the firm. They want to meet you in the firm. Thank you for being that kind of person, because it makes me want to be better. That's the type of thing where you're giving appreciation feedback to people in public. And not only does it feel so good to receive it, it feels great to watch your team as a whole company just sit for two songs and go as quickly as they can. I always feel like I'm typing like the bar exam again, or I'm typing as fast as I can. I don't really care about spelling. I'm just trying to get the content on the page because I want to say it to the next person. And these songs in total are like 6 minutes. So 6 minutes of gratitude, and the whole team is blasting gratitude out throughout the whole company. I promise you cannot have low morale after that 6 minutes. It is physically impossible to have low morale after that. And then if you don't want to do it as a whole company, you can just do it in a leadership meeting or in a team meeting. And what's cool after you've done it with the whole company is people will see that people are giving shout outs, and then random people who are not in that meeting with you right then will also start giving gratitude, appreciation, feedback to other team members in the firm. And you kind of like, Billy Joel, who we didn't start the fire, but like we did. We started this gratitude.
Snowball.
Yeah.
And if you are joining us for this 7-day challenge, it doesn't have to be 7 days. You can do as much or as little as you want. But it's a good idea to include your team,
include your kids,
your family, include anyone who is a part of your life in this, because when we express gratitude, it spreads, and it's just, you know, it's uplifting, and it's the Reaganomics, right? The rising tide lifts all boats. We have so much to be grateful for, even in this time of, you know, election turmoil. We still have so much to be grateful for. Our economy is doing great. Our country is doing great. Mm-hmm. Our business is doing great. And, you know, we have our health. We have our families. We have so much to be grateful for. We like the book by, you mentioned Chris Shembro. He has a book, Gratitude and Pasta. Yeah. And each year we do a gratitude dinner around this time. And it's really interesting to see how people interact at the gratitude dinner. It's usually for team members, but it's really heartwarming. Mm-hmm. And it's
lots of tears, because yeah. Gratitude, I don't know, it just brings out this, it comes, I don't know who taught me this, but that the tears come through the eyes because the eyes need to be cleared so they can see more clearly. I don't know like what woo-woo person taught me that, but there's something really beautiful about that idea where it's like, I have clearer vision now. I have perspective. When you are in a state of gratitude, you have such better perspective. Everything is okay when you get out of a little bit of a gratitude, when you get into that gratitude vibe, like everything really is okay.
Yeah, it really is. Gives you perspective.
So I'm going to share with you, and I like started crying thinking about this. And I know that when we were making eye contact, you're like, I'm talking. Why is she starting to cry? But it's because the truth is here in my eyes. But yesterday I did this. I hosted, I guess it was when recording comes, this will be 2 days ago. But Sunday I did this exercise as part of the closing ceremonies for my women's mastermind. And I asked them to write a thank you, brief thank you that explained who all the great teachers were in your life. Go as quickly as possible. The idea isn't to write a thank you note. They're not going to read it. But I wrote a thank you note to you. And to kind of set the stage is the morning of my mastermind, I went to an event where I was on a stage and it was like a panel talking about like my business growth and these sorts of things.
And it was celebrating women.
It was celebrating women.
Successful women in different mm-hmm. industry.
Yeah, and it was kind of like a bucket list item for me. Like I've been in the audience enough times where I'm like, I really want to be able to do that someday. And so it was really cool to get to do that. And and I'm very, I was very thankful for that opportunity. And anyway, it was really cool to look out and see you. And then on the car ride home, you were just so full of praise. And I often, because I have some social anxiety, I really overthink a lot of the things that I say out loud, and I also have no filter. So wow, what a combination to have no filter and know that you're going to be handed a microphone and told just talk.
It's authentic.
But I wrote this yesterday, and it says, Sean, thank you for teaching me how to support someone else. I never gave you the kind of unconditional support you have given me. Thank you. And I look back with regret on so much of my time being your cheerleader, because I didn't know when it was going to be my turn. And it was just like, I look back on your military career. I'm sorry. And like, I did a good job. I was a good cheerleader. I played the part, but I was really full of resentment. And I am thankful to you for these moments right now, because it's both of our moment. It's just like, I'm finally getting to see some of the things I really wanted in my life. And I never realized what it was like to have the kind of support that you have provided me, because I've never had that from anyone else in my life. I've been on lots of stages, but I've never had the kind of support you have provided me, where you're like, you're the person who's nominating me for stuff. You're the person who's making sure that, you know, your outfit looks good, because you know that, you know, you're there to be my fan. And, you know, it just, I needed to see the example of what it was like to truly support someone without any resentment and without any other agenda and know, when is it going to be my turn? I needed to see that, and you taught me that. And so thank you for that. I love you.
I love you too.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. I hope that you take an opportunity to really be in love with the idea of gratitude. This whole month is supposed to tee us up for, you know, Thanksgiving, and what does that really mean? And it's also getting toward the end of Q4, like we're racing to the finish line of the year. And are you hitting your numbers? Are you not hitting your numbers? I don't know. But at the end of the day, on some level, do those things even matter when you have gratitude? So I don't know. You'll have to solve that. You'll have to answer that question for yourself. But I hope that you'll join us. I hope you'll join us in a season of gratitude, whether you're in the challenge or not. And I hope you'll share this with a friend who might need a little boost if they are, if they're feeling like the world is melting down a little bit today.
And I'm grateful for you for listening and supporting us. We've gotten really good feedback, and we appreciate that. When we get appreciation feedback from listeners who said, hey, your podcast today really helped me or meant a lot to me, that means a lot to us. So we're grateful for you. We'll be joining you in the WhatsApp. We'll put the link in the show notes, and we'll see you next time.
Later, friends.